Welcome to the Advisor Arena Podcast with your hosts Jamie Malm and Josh Watson. This show is designed to share ideas and help you gain insight from some of your most successful peers. We will discuss industry news, hot topics, and challenges you may face, as well as give you some possible solutions. Thanks for joining us today. Let's get started.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Advisor Arena Podcast. I'm Jamie Malm, and here with Josh Watson. Josh Watson, as usual. That was tricky business for me this morning.
Hey, you know, it's Wednesday, getting back in the swing of things after Memorial Day. So you're forgiven.
We don't believe in edits around here, though. We just roll with it. So right. If I can't spit out the intro, you should have introed yourself. Maybe next time.
I love it. And hello to our listeners. So we've got a pretty big topic on deck today. So the anybody's been paying attention, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act,
that's the real name,
has passed the House, so onto the Senate. So let's kind of dive into, I guess, what it is and what we should do with it.
Yep. I think anytime there's current events like this, right, as advisors, we often feel like, well, I don't know enough about it, or it hasn't passed yet, so I'm going to hold off. But our clients are hearing things about this. They're hearing it on the news. They're seeing it on their phone. Maybe they've got friends that are talking about it. So we want to be proactive, and we want to look for ways, obviously, to always add value. And when there is legislation like this that could potentially impact them, then it's our opportunity to reach out. So this bill, as you mentioned, it has passed the House. That was last week, I believe the 22nd. Now it's going to go on to the Senate. So the Senate's controlled by Republicans, but there could be a little pushback on some key items. There'll likely be changes to this. So we don't know exactly what the final version of this will look like, but it touches on tax reforms. I think that's the biggest one. I know we've been hearing a lot about, what do you guys think is going to happen with extending the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act? But there's healthcare, there's education. So goal for today is just to kind of break down the components of this and hopefully discuss a little bit on how you can be proactive with clients.
And I mean, to your point, when the bill is called the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, I mean, it is probably good to be a little proactive. I think it makes it sound like there's a lot going on with the the act. So,
well, you're exactly right. It's a massive bill, and it's got far-reaching implications on, you know, how this could really impact people. So for financial advisors, especially, I think understanding at least the nuances of what is the potential here, you do not want to be caught off guard if one of your clients asks, hey, what do you think about this? But even more so, we want to continue to help you be a source for information for your clients. And this presents a great opportunity for it.
You're exactly right. And really, To your previous point, I mean, it does extend the 2017 Tax Cuts and Job Act provision. There's going to be new tax deductions. I believe they're reforming the entitlement programs, increasing spending in some different areas. So it is a massive bill.
And so think about how you can reach out, right? It doesn't have to be a way in which you're not comfortable. It could be a simple email that you send out to your client base. It could be a blog post. It could be a short video that you put on social media, or maybe you do reels on YouTube. You could host a webinar on it, a short, 15, 20 minute webinar. What I have found with webinars is, even if your clients don't watch them, when they see that you're providing content on topics, it's bringing them that kind of peace that, okay, my gal's got me. They're on top of this. So all kinds of ways that you could be proactive with this.
Agree. Yeah, the webinars are big. You can record them, send them out. And you're exactly right. People just want to know, hey, you know what's going on. And, they may not even watch it, but hey, as long as you're on top of it, they feel good about it. And that's the key.
Yep. Okay, so let's dive into the first topic, which is the tax provisions? What are our planning opportunities here that we want to zero in on as financial advisors?
I think, it does lower individual and corporate tax rates. So there's different tax exemptions on overtime pay. So a bunch of different
things. And tips. That's a big one. So we've seen the, what is it, the posters that have been holding up no tax on tips. So that's obviously resonated with the public. And anybody in service industries, people working extra hours, no tax on overtime, no tax on tips. We've got permanent extensions. I think there was also a deduction cap on the state and local taxes. It currently is at $10,000. They're going to raise it to $40,000 for anybody earning less than $500,000, which could be really impactful for, the majority of the population, especially in some high tax states where they're hit with those state and local taxes.
You're exactly right. That's a huge change. So one to be aware of. We've got advisors all over the country. So this will, or potentially will, impact a lot of their clients.
Yep. Okay. So let's move on to healthcare. We don't at Gradient, or I think our advisors, we don't talk a ton about Medicaid. We talk about Medicare, of course, but Medicaid is a different animal. And my understanding on this bill is it's going to increase some verification processes. It really affects clients that are or potentially are relying on the programs. I don't know if anybody has visited the U.S. Debt Clock. There's a website. I think it's usdebtclock.org, I believe. You could probably Google it and find it. But that U.S. national debt's $36.9 million and counting. It's kind of scary if you watch the website because the interest on it, it's like a ticker. It just keeps rolling. But Medicaid is the largest budget item. Not Social Security, not War and Defense, not even the interest, it's Medicaid. And so looking at ways in which we can continue to provide value to, or I shouldn't say provide value, continue to provide resources and this kind of service to the public, but not at the expense of that U.S. debt clock clicking or ticking by, I think is going to be maybe what gets a little pushback in the Senate. We'll see.
And to kind of, not get too far off subject, but I did see that they did downgrade the U.S. as far as our debt is concerned. So you would have hoped they would have done something about that or started to do something about that. But I don't know. Doesn't seem that way at this point.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why components of this bill are passing, but they're trying to look at both sides, right? How do we still provide important services like Medicaid, but keep the national debt in check? So we'll see what happens when that goes to the Senate. I wouldn't get too far down a rabbit hole with your clients on what to expect, because obviously we don't know. So just being aware, these are the things that are being discussed, and then being a voice of reason on here's the potential that we could see with this. It just underscores the importance of holistic planning and working with somebody that really understands how this may impact each individual person. So education then would be another part of the bill that I think at least maybe we've got some parents, some grandparents kind of wondering about, well, if I've got a college age student, how does this impact me? And I know we've got financial advisors that work in that area.
You're exactly right. I believe it eliminates the federal direct subsidized loans for undergraduates, which, if you've got grandparents or, younger clients thinking about their children's education, they could be impacted.
Right. And if they're worried, if they're thinking, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? If this bill passes, it eliminates these subsidized loans. That could be a scary thing. So at least being able to talk through, all right, this hasn't happened yet. If this happens, well, what is our plan B then? And the other thing is, for every bad thing, there's usually a trade-off with a good thing. The bill does increase eligibility for Pell Grants and workforce Pell Grants. And so there could be some trade-off. You know, if we don't have the subsidized federal loan, do we have more opportunity to qualify for grants? So really too early to know what changes may occur. But again, being able to talk through a plan B with your clients probably sets their mind at ease a little bit and makes them feel like, all right, at least we've got kind of some things in the works as an alternate if we need to explore it.
You're exactly right. And then the other one, another big one in the bill, is just defense and border spending. So I believe it allocates $150 billion for defense spending. I mean, it includes drones, technology, all kinds of different things there.
Yeah. And obviously in the political landscape, we don't talk about it much in the financial landscape, but in the political landscape, the border control and defense has been a huge topic. And again, going back to that U.S. debt clock, as we look at some of the biggest budget items, Medicaid, Social Security, defense is one of the smallest items on there. So I think, you know, it's important to know how all these things work together and why they may not directly impact clients. They could impact market sectors, which then we can, you know, be obviously aware and talking about some of the investment opportunities or things to be aware of if we're looking at how our clients are actually invested. So just something to be aware of.
You're exactly right. There's going to be money going somewhere to different companies. So could be some very good investment opportunities out there.
Yeah. So I feel like we've talked about a lot of what ifs, like it's passed the House, has not passed the Senate. So it's not in effect. We can see lots of changes. So really it's up in the air. And what will the final version of this be if it is passed? So the tendency, I think, for a lot of advisors is to sit back and say, well, I'll wait. You know, let's wait and see what happens. I don't want to put information out there that may not be totally accurate. So let's talk through really maybe the four key areas and some action steps that as an advisor, you could be proactive with your communication.
Agree. I think one of the big keys is just looking at your client's tax situation. You know, maybe assess how the new deductions and exemptions, you know, could impact their tax liabilities. So I think that'll be a big one. The taxes always are, right? So yep. That'll be a big one to monitor.
Yep. And then healthcare coverage, right? Ensure clients understand some of the changes that may or may not impact them. My experience is sometimes we hear parts of things. And Medicaid may not ever be something that's ever going to play in for a lot of your clients, but they may hear it and think, well, does that mean there's a change to Medicare also? And so really making sure they understand what is being discussed and then explore some alternate opportunities if needed, I think is for both healthcare and education, right? Just hey, if this changes, if we had to explore some other opportunities, well, what does that look like? Yes, we can do it. Probably sets their mind at ease.
Exactly. And I think that's true, too, when you think about the education side and the expenses there. And maybe a good opportunity just to explore some new strategies with the changes to the federal student aid.
Yep. And then finally, staying informed on what some of the investment opportunities look like. So what sectors may be impacted if we do have increased in border security and defense, what does that look like? And just being proactive with communication, right? We want to look at these four areas and think, if I'm a consumer that's not, you know, talking about this and immersed in this every day, what are some of the concerns I'm going to have? And what would I want if I were, you know, in their shoes for somebody to be reaching out to me?
You're exactly right. Being proactive is going to be the key. So sending newsletters, doing the webinars, just staying out in front of it. That's what clients ultimately are looking for.
Yep. So I think that brings us to a wrap for today's episode, but I don't want to leave our listeners with, okay, great. Where am I going to start if this is what I want to be proactive with? As a reminder, Gradient, if you're already working with us, we always have content for you to send out. We will help you put together a quick blog post or an email or a webinar or insert slides if you want to talk about this. If you've got lunch and learns coming up or you've got seminars coming up, anytime we have a current event that is catching media attention, and this certainly is, we have clients that are wondering, how does this impact me? And if that's happening, you are missing an opportunity to continue to provide value if you are not reaching out to them. So you don't have to sit back and think, gosh, I don't even know where to start. I don't know what to create. Call us. We will help you. We will put this together. I'm already using it with my clients directly. I've got several advisors that are doing the same, and we're always willing to share. So call us. We'll help you.
Absolutely. Keys to stay informed, right? Be proactive and just continue to provide that value to your clients.
Yep, 100%. Well, thank you everybody for joining. We will catch you next time on another episode of the Advisor Arena Podcast.